I tend to do what I'm told. And Governor Hickel told me to do that when I ran the first time. I ran once before, but he said, you want us independent. He said, we need an independent governor that's not making decisions about best for one party or another. We need one that's going to be best for Alaskan decisions. And so that sort of stuck with me. I did run as a Republican. I came in second. So it's the right thing to do, I believe. I feel very comfortable doing that. I'm really tired of the sort of the partisan lines drawn, and we tend to fight back and forth. And boy, Alaska has such great opportunities. We just need to work, stop playing defense and play offense a bit. And every decision I make, every decision will be based on what's best for Alaska. I'm very excited about the opportunity to put together the very best and brightest in Alaska on the team. I want people on my team that have not only the knowledge and experience, but the passion. If they have the passion for the issues that the department that they're ahead of, that's what I want to see. I'm very excited about the future of the state.
A big part of your campaign is on the oil tax issue.
Actually, it's not a big part. It's something I know a lot about.
It's something
about.
A lot of people talk about.
Thank you.
How's
you're
that?
Absolutely correct.
And your stance is pretty clear on that. You talked about that when you were here last time.
Right.
First of all, do you think SB 21 will be repealed?
You know, I don't know. I've not done any polling on that. I focus on my race and races, though. There's plenty of other people look at that.
Are you getting an inkling from the people you're talking to?
I hear it's close. I know there's a tremendous amount of money and effort on the vote no side, and that's certainly fine. So I really don't know how that's going to come out. Some people had told me, you know, stay away from that issue. Don't make a stand. Don't do this. And I said, you know, I'm just not a professional politician. I'm running for governor. People need to know where I stand and why I stand where I stand. And, you know, to stand up and take a position opposite of about $15 million of media, that takes guts to do that. I say what I say. And it's based upon 30 years of working in the oil and gas industry in one manner or another. I started off by pounding nails and building the oil pipeline, and now I have a law firm that we deal in almost exclusively in oil and gas issues. You know, whether vote no prevails or vote yes prevails, we still have the same issues going forward. If vote no is successful, then I'll follow the wishes of the voters, of the people. That's, I think, what a governor is supposed to do. If they say, no, that's not, we want to do it differently, I'll bring back something that's modified ACEs a bit, that on the progressivity, bracketing of progressivity, some other issues. But I'll sit down. I'm a big believer of sitting down with all parties. So I'm a big believer in making sure that all sides have an opportunity at the table, not just those at the table that are going to agree with me. I think a healthy dialogue comes up with much better decisions.
What about the other ballot initiatives that are coming up, not in the primary, but in the general, marijuana legalization, minimum wage, and PEBL?
On the marijuana issue, I'm not being judgmental of anybody. I only smoke salmon. So that's my standard answer on that. And it's not anything I'm going to go out and campaign one way or the other, but people ought to know where I am, and so I'll be a no vote on that issue. On the minimum wage, I'll be a yes vote. It's been quite a while since there's been an adjustment. I think it's time that there be an adjustment, so I'll be a yes vote on that. On the pebble mine one, I'm concerned about pebble mine because I'm a fish person. I always default to fish, so I'm inclined to I'm still looking at that one. I'm not trying to avoid any answer, but I'm still looking at that one. I'm always concerned when we sort of take something out of the realm of development, because there may be an opportunity of doing it correctly, safely. I don't know that, but as it is now, first we don't have an application, so we don't know what's going to be proposed. So that's concerning. The largesse of it concerns me. I'm very much on resort development, very much into mining. That one I need to take a look at to make sure that if there's no risk of damage to returning a renewable resource of fish, then I could live with that. But I'm not sure we're there yet. I have not seen any proof of that yet. So I'm just sort of keeping an open mind on that one.
What are your thoughts on Alaska's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage?
You know, my personal social values, or I'm a conservative on the social values, and some have asked me, is that something I'm going to deal with or lobby for, or bring up as governor? And it's not. I'm going to leave those issues as they are, and again, on that would be a constitutional amendment, and I will follow the wishes of the voters on that. My reason to get into this race is because of our economy and a number, you know, it just not just, well, the economy certainly, and education issues. I mean, it's just a number of issues that health care, I'm concerned about health care. I would accept the expanded Medicaid on day one, hour one. There's no issue about that. Alaskans have paid for it. It helps 10 to 40,000 Alaskans. It creates 4,000 additional new medical jobs. And, you know, under the proviso that it continues to get funded the way it's been funded by the federal government that we fund. I mean, shouldn't say it's funded by the federal government. It's our money going to the federal government. It just comes back. So our dollars are going to somebody else. And not that I don't like anybody in another state. I much rather have it spent locally.
On to education is a topic that you've brought up a couple times, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with Ketchikan's lawsuit against the state.
I'm very familiar with that.
What are your thoughts on that issue?
It's a sign of the times, and I know other communities have looked at that. I know the Fairbanks North Star Borough has taken a look at that, and others have. You know, how did somebody analogize it to me some time ago? You know, eventually, if you feed your German Shepherd a little bit less and a little bit less, a little bit less, eventually it will bite the hand that feeds you. It's an education. It's an interesting angle that they have come up with and looked at. And it's a bright group of folks that have put their heads together on this issue. So I think it should be taken seriously. But I think it's a sign of the times. It's a sign of we continue to put more and more on local government from the state. And eventually someone's going to say, enough's enough. And I think that's what's happened here.
What's on your playlist?
You know, I mostly listen to Christian music. A lot of people in Anchorage and around the state listen to a lot of talk radio, and that kind of gets me a little bit fired up. So most of my playlist is Christian music.
Anybody in particular?
No, just an assortment of folks. A combination of that and Hobo Jim. Only because he's been playing a lot at a lot of our campaign events and whatnot. So that's quite a broad spread there. But
big range.
Yeah, pretty big range.